Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Welcome to Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show. I'm Corey.
I'm Garrett.
And we are a father and son digging into the Word of God, and glad that you are with us as we do so. We are in 1 Peter, and we're starting a new section in 1 Peter, chapter 5, verses 6 through 11, where he talks about the humble, and he has introduced that idea when he was talking to the younger in verse 5. But now he's going to spend a few verses talking about the need for humility and what it does for us and what it allows us to do with God. But today we're going to look at verses 6 and 7, where he says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you."
Yeah, he's just been talking about this idea of humility. He commanded everybody, clothe yourselves, all of you, in verse 5, clothe yourselves with humility. Well, he's going to continue that idea here. He says, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. This is the younger ones. This is also the elders and the shepherds that he's been talking to. This is everybody. Under the mighty hand of God, humble yourselves before him. It's a reminder that no matter where you fall into in these previous categories, be it servant, master, the elders and younger, whoever you are, you're still under the mighty hand of God, and you recognize that you all kind of you're serving the same Lord in that way. So humble yourselves under him so that he can exalt you.
Yeah, it goes back to the fear of the Lord, the mighty hand of God. That's why we're doing this. Not the mighty hand of the elders, but the mighty hand of God. We're not doing it because we're being made to do so by the elders. Mm-hmm. In fact, he told them not to lord over them. We're doing it because we want to be right in the sight of God. But it begins by humbling yourself, which really the fear of the Lord, that's what it's about. We've talked about this before. It's recognizing that he's God and I'm not. That, by definition, would be humbling ourselves. Mm-hmm. We're taking realizing that we're in a lesser position. So we get too interested sometimes in exalting self. I love the quote from Gladiator whenever he's in front of, he's already now back in Rome as a gladiator, and he comes face to face with the Caesar at that time, and he says, "The days of exalting self are soon past." You know, well, that's true for all of us. The days for exalting self should be long gone. We need to place ourselves in subjection to the Lord and let him take care of us in the long run.
I think we need a gladiator-style Peter movie, because that's kind of the tone he's had with a few of these things now. But I think it is a reminder that, you know, he's being serious about a lot of this. And, it's a reminder that, humility becomes a lot easier when I see the power that I'm being humble under. And it's easy to say, well, obviously I'm not greater than God. Obviously I'm going to humble myself before God because I know the power that he has. I know the mighty hand, to use Peter's words, that God has. And so keeping that in perspective and keeping the God-given roles to everybody else that he's been given here kind of makes it easier for me to say, as a younger person, okay, well, if I'm submitting under God and God tells me to be humble against the elders, then that makes that transition easier. Yeah. So remember who's really in control, and remember who you're trying to exalt here.
And
or who's going to exalt you.
We talk about submission and humility usually in a negative sense, even though we mean it in a positive way. It's about humbling ourselves, not doing this, not doing whatever. But there's also benefits of that. Mm-hmm. Someone being over me means they're going to take care of some stuff, which is what he says in verse 7. Casting all your anxieties or worries or cares, which the suffering that they're going to have to endure is certainly going to bring upon them, cast all that on him. You think back to Matthew chapter 6 and the Sermon on the Mount, about verses 28 through 34, and that's the idea is we shouldn't be anxious. We should trust in God. That's the opposite of that. And I don't have to figure it all out on my own because I'm not God. He is. I don't have to take care of all the problems because I'm not God. He is. That's why I'm humbling myself under him. But I can't cast my anxieties on him unless I first learn to humble myself. I'm never going to lay my cares and concerns on him if I'm not in subjection to him. I'm always going to try to figure it out on my own, and I'm always going to get in trouble when I do.
And that's a huge shift to make, but it's an important one that Peter calls us to, is going from, well, I can figure it out on my own, and I don't need anybody else's help, and I don't need anybody telling me what to do, to I don't have to figure it out on my own.
Mm-hmm.
I get to have people help me and guide me. You know, that takes care of a lot of anxiety whenever, you know, I'm not having to go trial and error myself, you know, going through it for the first time.
And you think about it from the family perspective. You couldn't wait. This is not a shot at you, but you couldn't wait. I couldn't either. Couldn't wait to get out of mama and daddy's house and have my own, do what I want to do. Then I find out there's a whole lot of responsibility that come. And then I just want to move back in with mom and daddy and let mom and daddy take care of some of that stuff. Well, he tells us at the end of all this, because he cares for you. The submission that we're giving to God is not to a domineering, overpowering, not that he's not all powerful, but it's not a God that has anything but the best interests, our best interests in mind. He loves us, and he's shown that he loves us. And we're getting to, when we separate ourselves from him by sin, but because of Jesus, we get to come back into his family, into his household, and now we don't have to shoulder all those burdens. We can turn them over to a God who is able and who does love us and care for us as he does.
Yeah, and I think that may be an attribute of God that we miss sometimes whenever we read the mighty hand of God, is that we talk about his power and his authority, but we also don't see the love and the grace and the mercy that's behind it. You know, whenever, of course, you know, I moved out and I moved 1,000 miles away, and it was, you know, now I can do whatever I want to. And that lasted for a couple weeks. And then it became, well, now I miss home, you know, and miss family and all that. And that's kind of this idea, is that you don't have to miss home. You got a father that's waiting, that wants to be with you, that wants to guide you. You've got people around you that want to mentor you and want to help you grow. You've got a family here built in, if everyone's doing their role, as Peter calls them to do, that that helps each other and leans on one another. And that makes that those hard times a whole lot easier whenever you learn to recognize both of those assets you have behind you.
Yeah, but we've got to get that. We got to understand how much he cares for us, and understand that mighty hand not only can be judgment against us, but that mighty hand also means that he's strong enough to lift those burdens off us. That's right. So we hope that you'll be back with us tomorrow as we continue this study of the humble from 1 Peter chapter 5. We hope you'll like and share and comment and subscribe and do all the things with social media and whatnot, wherever you get these podcasts, that helps get the word out, that you'll tell others about Scripture Spotlight. Most of all, we hope that you'll dedicate 5 to 10 minutes a day with us to study along from God's Word as we seek to find the message that he's given us in his Word here on Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show.